News of Pope Benedict XVI's resignation this morning came as a shock to many local Catholics. The 85-year-old Pope cited age and health concerns as the reason he will be stepping down at the end of the month on February 28th. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, says he too was startled by the news, but he respects the Pope's decision.
It's like watching your own dad get old and admit that he's not up to all the duties that being the head of a family involves. And there's a somberness there. There's a sadness there.
Lita Pabon heard the news during an early morning mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Midtown Manhattan. She says the church is ready for some change.
I think that is the time for new people, for new ways of think, and for others. It's okay.
Fordham University student Lauren Olson thinks the new Pope should follow Benedict's footsteps and respect the Catholic tradition. But she says choosing a pope from Africa, where the number of believers is growing, could demonstrate the church's commitment to progress.
I think that'd be awesome. I mean, it would reflect the values that are, I'm sure, universal, that race, religion, all that kind of doesn't matter when it comes down to it.
Fellow Fordham student Tom Garilli thinks the next pope should be American, or more precisely, a New Yorker.
Cardinal Dolan, he's charismatic. He came to Fordham, and it was interesting and funny, and I think he's a good leader. I think he could be a great pope.
Fordham theology professor Father Joseph Leinhard says he's very confident Cardinal Dolan will not be the next leader of the world's Catholics.
It is simply impossible. Absolutely no chance. For political reasons, he's an American, and the United States is the strongest power in the world. It is simply would be inappropriate.
Cardinal Dolan himself told reporters today his selection would be, quote, highly improbable. He will participate in the conclave to select the next pontiff. Benedict's tenure at the Vatican will be remembered for his attempts to reawaken the faith among non-observant Catholics. Bishop David O'Connell of the Diocese of Trenton, New Jersey, calls Benedict a teaching pope.
He was very interested in making sure that the Catholic faith was known and was accessible as widely as possible. And I think one of the things he'll be remembered for is the clarity of his teaching.
His papacy will also be remembered as a time of crisis, as revelations deepened under Benedict about decades of priest-child sexual abuse. Benedict met with victims and said the church must do everything possible to ensure such crimes never happen again. The Vatican updated its legal code and told bishops' conferences around the world to come up with guidelines to prevent abuse. But Benedict never admitted any personal or Vatican failure, and he never took action against bishops who ignored or covered up the abuse. Benedict's papacy was also contentious because of a crackdown on American nuns accused of straying from church doctrine in pursuing social justice issues. The Reverend Gabriella Velarde Ward is with the Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests. Her group operates outside of canon law. She hopes cardinals pick a leader who will be more inclusive, especially of women.
This can be an opportunity to revitalize the Roman Catholic Church, and I hope that's the way it goes. But it can also become a further and stronger entrenchment of the current policies, and we'll have to wait and see on that.
We want to hear what kind of leader you think the next pope should be. Let us know at WNYC.org.